So we have now created our API, and it is time to make it available for our customers, and we may want to charge them some money for it. So for this, there is a concept of usage plans and API keys. So the way it works is that we create an usage plan in which we define who can access one or more API stages and method, how much and how fast they can access them, and which API keys are linked to this usage plan to identify the clients and meter their access. Then we can also configure throttling limits, so how fast the users can target our API, and quotas in case we just want to say, for example, that only 10,000 requests a month can be done on our API before you need to pay some more. And then we can create API keys. These are just string to distribute to your customers, and they look like this. And these API keys allow your customers to securely use your API gateway and authenticate their requests. And you can use this in conjunction with the usage plan to control access. And if you enable any throttling limits, it is applied at the API key level. Overall, the quota limits is the overall number of requests. So by using the usage plan and the API keys, we're able to really monitor, offer our API, and limit it for our customers. So what's the order in which you create an API key and a usage plan? So in order to configure a usage plan, you need to remember it. You need to first create one or more API, and then configure the methods that will require an API key, and then deploy the API to your stages. Then you would generate or import API keys to distribute to your application developers, so they're your customers who will be using your API. And then you create a usage plan with the desired throttle and quota limits. And finally, you need to associate the API stages and API keys with the usage plan. And that's what we'll do in this lecture. And the last step, if you forget it, then things will not work. Finally, the callers of the API must supply an API key in the XAPI key header request into the API. So that's it. I hope you liked it, and I will see you in the next lecture.